a life. At the outset of the book, Pink tells us that moods are an internal state, but they have an external impact. Try as we might to conceal our emotions, they inevitably leak, and that shapes how others respond to our words and actions. For modern psychologists, social media is a treasure trove of human emotions. In the book, Pink references a study that looked at tweets from Twitter to determine how people's moods changed throughout the day. The study found surprisingly consistent trends across all countries and all demographics. In short, people tended to send their most positive, engaging, and hopeful tweets earlier on in the day, and decidedly more cranky ones in the mid-afternoon, and then happier ones again in the evening. Why is this pattern so consistent, and why does it matter? Well, scientists believe that it has a lot to do with our biological clocks. Everything from a single-celled organism on up has these internal time drivers, which are genetic timekeepers that keep our bodies functioning on a set schedule, also referred to as our circadian rhythm. For humans, this internal timekeeping takes place in the suprachiasmatic nucleus, or SCN.